Today I'd like something, give some introduction meditation, particularly objectless meditation. And I think once you know how to do it, you can go home or come here, do together. I think that's really Zen. I just most time I'm teaching. And I think first is you know how to practice, how to do the meditation. At certain point, meditation is effortless, Beginning you need effort, but then certain point there's no effort. No need effort, no need, huge effort. It means effortless, because when beginning need effort because mind is not used to, remaining pristine state. Always used to, remaining polluted state. But then once you have familiar pristine state, it's hard to go back polluted state, You're not interested in going back that state. It's like, I think meditation is like, exactly like eating healthy food, You always junky food, you never know what it's like healthy food, Eating, you have no referential point. You never know what's like. But once you're eating very healthy, very nicely, say 1 year, then you how to go back the old ways. It's very not attractive, not interesting, a little bit sometimes not, not attracting that. So, you don't never imagine go back old ways. Meditation is exactly similar to that experience. You never meditate, don't know, For example, you don't know and there's difference. Once you're meditating, there's improved, there's huge difference. You never go back, the ordinary ways. And you have more beautiful way of living. A little bit talk about today and, it's give more introductions are very important. We just continue to explain unconditional happiness, pristine mind meditation. And meditation is key to unconditional happiness. Meditation is key to enlightenment. The more you meditate, the more your mind every day become more and more and more pristine. It's not like pristine degrees, slowly, slowly, more and more access, pristine, fresh mind. And then 30% mental events disappear, 40%. Most we have mind is, 70-80% mental events we don't need or to survive the world, People are more intelligent, their mind is pristine. People think they need last thoughts. We don't need last thoughts, make it very complicated. How do you need, your living room, you need many garbage, many cups, waters everywhere? Or maybe very easy to clean up, nice food everywhere, which is easy to figure out where is, which is more intelligent? Which is easy to manage? Everywhere putting garbage is easy to manage? Or very clean up, put art, furniture very nicely organized? Similar. People think we need more intelligence, we need more thoughts, we don't need more thoughts. 70-80% thoughts are useless, unnecessary, Yeah, and then, some people there's, hoarders they call, like the movies they call everybody's, everything's a hoard, Hoarder.
Hoarder.
And then you cannot go into walk through there, everywhere. I always few years ago, I have landlord like that. Landlord, he's, 30 years magazines, papers, he stir, put there. And his garage, so many things going on. I ask Bob, you should throw out these things. He says, I'm depression survivor. depression means Great Depression. And he says he needs some deities, therefore he holds it. You know, like, I think we have similar, we always think of our mind. We need these things, you know, thoughts. But mostly we don't need, and I think the last thoughts are we are more intelligent. And more intelligent, more, make this more clear. When you have last thoughts, few thoughts, and then you can easy to clear what aim is, goal is. Therefore, that means the more your mind is clear, clean, become every day through meditation, and then certain point, your mind is, even without meditating, you have still, you have the pristine, undistorted mind. Pristine mind is become a dominant experience, not mental events. Right now, our dominant, how do you say? predominant experiences distorted ordinary mind, you know. Thoughts are emotions, they are predominant, our experience. But certain point, meditation, that's no longer, that's really huge change, you know. It's not like, meditation is not just doing the meditation. After your meditation, anytime, your mind is totally different, you know. That's what we need, you know. Like, it's not just only doing the meditation, but after every day, you know, what's like you working with people, doing every day, your mind is completely different than before. They call our predominant mind is pristine mind. And then your mind is like that, and then happiness is no longer conditional. Mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable. That's your daily experience. Daily experience that, and then thoughts cannot shake you, cannot make you suffer or unhappy. And the conditional things disappear, that don't big affect you. Then is happiness is no longer conditional. As long as you have this mind, you have happiness, contentment, relaxation. We have talked about happiness, yes, you know. Generally, our happiness perspective is very small, you know. Every individual thinks happiness different. You know, like, for someone's, you know, going on vacation happiness, someone's, you know, getting married, you know, so many different perspectives. But what does really mean happiness means his contact. Happiness means really this contact means mind is continually, there's a sense of well-being. Anything you contact feels, you know, it's beautiful because healthy. They call this very beautiful quote, you know, your mind is this beautiful state. Any external conditions arises happiness. Any external condition rises, all entertainment, you know, once you have this beautiful mind, external conditions, everything rises, entertainment means it's not undistorted way. Undistorted way, because the problem right now is, you know, there's call. These teachings, this has, you know, like, if your mind is distorted, lots of negative emotions, experience you have, and you look at, you know, like, entertainment maybe gave you happiness, maybe gave you, you know, unhappiness. When your mind is distorted, relationships, connections, worldly pressures don't make you pressure, then don't make you satisfied. Because problem is mind is distorted, not problem there, but mind is distorted. There says enlightenment is not like peace of mind, but the best way to enjoy the world. It's not like most people think enlightenment, you know, nirvana means someone's really, you know, going to someone cave, you know, like just connect whole entire world. That is, you know, maybe one way, but enlightenment is not just only disconnect the world and then more connect the world. And that's really our call, the Vajrayana teachings address is, you know, like how do, through meditation, spiritual practice, how do can increase, you know, like world experiences, everything. And it's like say, it's very like that, for example, it's a very beautiful way enjoy the world, undistorted way enjoy the world, but no one has before. Everybody's, you know, enjoy the world very distorted, very mind is distorted, dominated by negative emotions, thoughts, and then what are the sensual, in all experiences are like. You know, experiences become like that. Therefore, I think meditation enlightenment is not just only void world, they create more, you know, a good experience and in the world, and also very undistorted way to experience the world. And that means, you know, this is, if you have unconditional happiness, conditional happiness 1,000 times better, much better. I think that's really, I see many people, when I live in California, I teach people meditation. And you know, like this meditation, when you do this meditation, you're not just only there, you know, like enlightenment, you know, like there, but just daily life, working with other people is much better because, you know, they have this special ability to connect the world, special way to ability to connect the world. But for myself, I cannot imagine, you know, like without doing meditation practice, teaching or working with people, you know, and always have perceiving new people. I've always, you know, go traveling, you know, like there's so much challenges, you know, like always face new people, unfamiliar territories, different kind of groups, you know, different things. And as your mind is, you know, something you don't have meditation, that is a little bit feels very, you know, a little bit more stressful. But certain point, the practice meditation really gave me the power to not suck into the worry, the concerns, you know, and be really comfortable, not hesitation, not fear. I can dress, doesn't matter how many people are there, 10, 20, 30, 100, doesn't matter. I don't feel there some, you know, like sometimes, you know, there's nothing to hesitate. Because you don't have any thought, then there's no fear. You don't, you know, there's no fear because I think the really meditation result is you become fearless. You can easy to engage in the world much better place. I think that's really, I say, what is, can you describe one thing? When you meditate, you become fearless. No hesitations. That's my own experience. I can boil down, you know, like, and then, not like comfortable or confidence, not like that, some reason, but the reason is I'm not fear because I'm no many things, or I have, no, because fearless, because there's no thoughts, that's it, not anxious thoughts. There's no worries, concerns present. Therefore, I'm fearless. You know, sometimes, and that's really I think we are talk about this meditation. And you know, then whether people older or young, you know. Situation are good and bad, people are sick or, you know, healthy. You can find amidst a difficult situation, you found peace and happiness on some level. It depends how your meditation is good. Depends how much familiar your meditation, pristine mind meditation, objectless meditation. That's the reason I think today, I think you need to have the perspective, what is your mind innately are, you know? How do you perceive yourself during the meditation? That's more accurate moment. Because that moment is not only the uncontaminated state. Otherwise, your mind is completely, your mind is completely contaminated. We perceive it's not accurate. It's thoughts, emotions, someone is, you know, like manipulating, someone is pretending. Your thoughts say this, some thoughts say not. There's so many things going on, no one knows. So many opinions, so many judgments, so many things going on when involved. When doing the meditation, the thoughts are subside. Anxious mind is subside. Then inaccurate perceptions are subside. And then you see what you experience. That's truth. Then you say, oh, that's true. My mind is like this. I can, that is we call it truth. And no opinions, no judgments, no philosophy, no religions, no one's telling you this is truth because you can see yourself. For example, there's no lemons, there's no orange here, there's no coffee put here, there's no tea here, then you see, drink the real water, yeah? You drink the real water. There's no, but you drink, put here lots of coffee, then is you drinking coffee, contaminated water. Or maybe orange, you put orange water, and also lemon, you put lemon added. It's not too
water itself.
Similarly, when thinking about religious opinions, any religious opinions, or like the philosophy, the, you know, like your own opinions, that means you're drinking coffee, like you're not really experienced two state of mind. When these all mental events, thoughts, emotions subside, and then you're just fully present, all mental events are dissipated, then what do you see after that? What do you see on mind is, that is the truth, like you drink free water, real water. We can call seeing the truth. Then every day you, let's say, yeah, you just not a glimpse, you just, today you experience, tomorrow you meditating, you experience again, next day, next week. The more you remain, the more you maybe have 20, 30 moments that experience slowly. That becomes your predominant experience. And then that is really called you completely confident. Your mind is like that. I think that's really all the we need. We miss that. I think that can change everything. Other than I don't know anything, only changing is only just short memory, short period of time. You can change your car, that's not much change, you know. You can change your Toyota, then you can buy the BMW, but that much changing you, that's only change your car, and then go again. You can change your partner, they don't change you, who you perceive, you know, you're changing everything, that's not much, not big difference. But you really experience your true nature that can change everything. That's the only one. I'm talking truth, I'm not saying religious, that only, because that's the only one. Can you tell me better than that? Really, I'm accepting, you know, other people have more better solutions. I'm open-minded, accept. Maybe this is the real solution. You know, maybe going to moon, maybe. You know? I don't know. Climbing Himalaya mountains, or maybe climbing rocky mountains, or maybe, I don't know, any other solutions, or maybe surgery, taking drugs, you know. Hallucinogenic means you're going totally different fabrication direct, you know. That means drugs makes, you know, like very abnormal state. There's no other, this is the real enlightenment, really means. And that's really, it's not like only one piece you experience. The more you meditate, the more become boundless. You know, there's English beautiful words, boundless, buoyant, weightless. Feel connected. When you're meditating, you don't feel claustrophobic or disconnected, you feel connected. You know, something like when you have in the thoughts, you're stuck in the thoughts, you feel disconnected. You know, someone's really, when you're meditating, so much going on thoughts, they feel very isolated, very rigid. That means you're really caught up in your own thoughts. When you're in meditating state, you don't feel that. You feel connected and feel grounded. Feel, you know, like boundless. You know, not someone any anxious, scared. Here, silence, everything means your mind is active, not meditating. Sign up. Then I do a little bit meditation experience again. And then let's do this. Try to pristine mind meditation, objectless meditation. But if you don't have, you know, I think you have the first traditionally done object with object breath meditation, then objectless meditation. And you know, like objectless meditation, we talk about that is, you know, like don't follow past, don't anticipate future, remain in present moment, leave your mind alone. Once you die, that experience naturally occurs. Just stay with that. And then naturally occurs, you know, like you don't need to do anything, like airplane going fly in the sky, just there's nothing much to do, just take into the sky. You know, and then similar, just leave your mind alone. Then naturally, mental events are subside. Your mind is become more and more weightless and more buoyant. Just remaining with that without engaging. And then naturally, experience occur. You feel internally, your mind is feel like pristine experience, and that's very good. I think beginners a little bit hard, but once you do, it's very beautiful. And let's do the meditation. Don't follow past events. Don't anticipate in future. Remain in present moment. Leave your mind alone. If you have ability to remain in pristine mind, you know, you gain ability. Meditation is just not just stay slowly. You gain ability. There's power, ability, you can remain there. For example, you do lots of physical exercises, you gain strength, you know, muscles, your body have strength, you know, no longer weak. There's power. Similarly, this way you meditate, your mind gain more ability to remain in pristine. And then any mental events that occur, you want to pass, just remain in that pristine mind and just dissolve. Any mental events, happy, sad, depressed, anything, these things, mental events take over your mind. That's really the problem. And then completely lost into that. We don't know who we are completely. Once you know how to do this, anytime you have that experience, just remain in present, leave your mind alone. Slowly disappear, and you regain another pristine mind. Then you're really normal. And that's really all mental events works. And then this morning, James has a question. What your question is?
The question was also, you could introduce sort of clarify shamatha and vipassana from this approach? Because you mentioned meditation with objects and meditation objectless, but how to...
Shamatha meditation means like that.
Like shine lakon?
Shamatha meditation, they call mindfulness meditation, similar. Means shamatha means Sanskrit and Indian language, and then that translates to, you know, calm, tranquil meditation. Calm, tranquil meditation, that means, for example, we, you know, watching breath, focus breath, is, you know, like slowly is the focus that result again. The goal is mind stability, tranquil. They call that Kamabhati meditation or Shamatha meditation. The goal is like that. The technique is, you know, like focus, breath, watch. The goal is, again, tranquil and stability and calmness. That's the goal. Minds become like that. It's not like just, you know, you meditate in... Minds become, you know, tranquil, stability, and calmness all the time, not just during the meditation. That's the goal of the shamatha meditation, or what I call that, mindfulness, or so many names, you know, like come about. Vipassana meditation is, here Western, they understand vipassana, or we understand vipassana is different. Here, one vipassana means one kind of meditation, you know, something. But vipassana means inside meditation, similar. Means a different each technique meditation. Each meditation, for example, each, you know, yana or path has its own vipassana inside meditation. For example, when we call the objectless meditation is one form of the inside meditation. Like the Dzogchen way, inside meditations, objectless meditation, pristine mind meditations, inside meditation, vipassana meditation of the Dzogchen, or some other things. And then, you know, Theravada tradition, inside meditation is no self. There's no self existent anywhere. I think that's their inside means going deep. That kind of meditation. Mahayana, emptiness is, realize emptiness is, you know, inside the Vipassana meditation. Shamatha is almost similar, every yana. Okay, then any other questions you have? Look like everyone's understanding, no experience. Yes?
So, I, you know, always have this question. I understand the idea of letting the thoughts settle and dissolve and then experiencing this buoyancy and pristineness of the mind. But how are you sure that you're not necessarily just repressing the emotional material?
Repressing
the experiences. You know, like if you have had a traumatic experience and it, you know, creates an intensity of emotion in your being. And if you, you know, you can not pay attention to it and then repress that material, and then that...
Repress means?
Push down
is tension.
Yeah.
That is anything you... you're not pushing. When you meditate, you're not pushing anywhere. Naturally subside. For example, water... you know, like naturally it happens. It's not like you're doing anything. You're doing something, that means you're not meditating.
But just to sort of play devil's advocate, if the intense emotional material is coming forward,
Yes.
From some past traumatic
yes.
thing.
Yes.
And you're in your meditation and you're choosing really not to pay attention to that material.
Yes.
How is it really different? I mean, I understand that it's different.
You're not paying attention, they dissolve. When any time you pay attention, come back.
Yeah, so how is it that you're not just repressing that?
No, repressing means you put there. Repressing means you just pushing down your, you know, you purposely doing something, repressing. There's not, you don't, repressing, I didn't get what you mean repressing there, but.
Well, let's say you have a traumatic thing that happens to you when you're a child.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you know, anytime really. And at that moment your psyche like can't deal with it.
Yes.
So it can't deal with the intensity of emotion that comes forward from that. So you don't deal with it. And you just you don't pay attention to it.
It subsides.
So how is it different?
It's very totally different.
I mean I understand that it is different but I'm just wondering how.
How it's different.
Yeah.
How it's different. There are many factors, not just only one factor. There's many different factors. How different? During the meditation, if you don't pay attention dramatic, just you leave your mind alone. Just like I said, not follow path, don't interfere in future. Remain in present moment, loving mind alone. Any mental, emotional experience dissolved, and that's first difference. That's no longer there, just dissolved, because order to you remain that experience, you need conditions. Without conditions, cloud never exists in the sky. The conditions there, clouds are there. Conditions disappear, clouds are disappear. When the traumatic experience you need to have. In order to exist, you need to have focus that, you need stuck in past and pondering that and, you know, like thinking about it over and over and again. If you do that, the traumatic experience come back and exist and haunt you. But when you remain in this present moment, leave your mind, none of these conditions existent. And then temporarily fade that experience. That's first phrase. And then once fit, then you realize your mind is innately pristine. That gave you really beautiful. You think traumatic is, you know, like inherent matter experience. They never realize that. You don't have that perspective. You realize your mind is, you know, how thick a cloud is. When you think how thick stormy day, rainy day, and once you see the blue sky, you think they are temporary. You never think, you know, sky is always horrible, this raining, this bad. You never have that experience. Because how much clouds are there? Thousands, millions of clouds are there. Still, when they're past, sky is always blue. You never identify sky is dark. They're blue. Similar, how traumatic you have experience is, once you realize mind is nearly pristine, you never identify that. That's many people's experience. Not like, if you don't know that, then go there, then it's hard to imagine, but you know how to go there, it's not a big deal. You know, the problem is people don't know how to go there, and then you look at that perspective, then what's it like? And then that, and your mind is nearly experienced, pristine, their sense of well-being. Traumatic experiences, just temporary events. We call mental events are, you know, mental events are mental events. Traumatic, anger, jealousy, doesn't matter what you pick. They're mental events, you realize that, not who you are. It's not a big deal, you realization. You don't have the same perspective, your perception changes. Once your perception changes, you pass as no strength. As long as you have same perceived the same way, and then you have the strength. You have same, the conditions are there, and traumatic is very powerful, but condition your perspective changing, they just disappear. They're no longer powerful.
So, because you're, I mean, I'm what I'm hearing you say, maybe it's, I'm just going to
yeah.
say that. Since part of the process of the dissolving of the traumatic experience has to do with an experience of this pristine mind, it will help, like,
helps you
sort of shift the identification.
Oh, yeah,
so
exactly.
The traumatic experience
yes,
was,
yes,
you're no longer, you realize that
perceived
no
the same way.
You, so you're not really necessarily repressing it. It's almost like you're.
No, you're not. You repressing clouds? No, you're not repressing clouds. For example, clouds there. You know, you're not repressing anything, but that's how mind works. It's not like you don't pay attention. Then pressing means you there, you know, trying to ignore, stay there, and then you just, you know, like, you know, push it down, come back, and you push it down, come back, and push it down. That's really the pressing.
But in this, you know.
Huh?
Okay.
But you need to have the experience first, then you can see it.
No, I understand it. I understand
and, you know,
it, but I just was wondering your take on that.
Yes, I can completely. You're a good question. I really appreciate that. It's very good. I understand. But really experience when your mind is really meditating state, then you can see what traumatic experience is. But right now we are just intellectually talking about, and you know, like what is, you know, like what traumatic experience is. I think people need to apply, say, you know, meditation. Just meditation apply. Say, you have knife. You can cut vegetables or you can cut some other things. But similar, you can cut anything. Similar, this time you can meditation, you know, especially apply traumatic situations. And then just traumatic situations are like there because the conditions are there. You perceive very unique way. They have your traumatic experience. And then how do you shift that perspectives and then meditating through and dissolve, remain in pristine mind, longer periods of time. And then in a traumatic, what do you see traumatic experience, what manner? And then you have the different perspective. Once you have different perspective, and then you have totally and tremendously dissolved. Someone gave you prescription medication, and without taking it, you don't know that result. And you need to take that medication, and then you can feel, oh, I know. Similar, and for example, we describe meditation experience. And then only thing you can experience is do that meditation. And then what is the experience? Then you can, after that, you know, then we, you know, talk about it. Then it's traumatic, what's like your traumatic experience in your individuals or traumatic on any other experiences of mind and mental events. Yeah, I think, you know, conditions shift, that means shift of the and your conditions and perspective shift, and then I think that's really are changing.
And that's the difference. Really.
That's the difference, yes. And you don't see the you see the same way, there's no change. If you see perceive the different way, and then that's really the relief. Both the physical and mind, you know, it's what is most changing curse, environment changes, everything shifts. But physical medicine is like that. The physical, when medicine, you know, like do some, take medicine, my stomach sick, you know, I took stomach sick. The environment shift, then the symptoms relief. Environment, the symptom cannot survive without, you know, change environment. Similar, mentally, traumatic, everything's depend. Environmental. They're environmental, they're circumstantial. Therefore, if you shift environment and then that relief, that disappears. They're not existent without environment. They're completely like exist without condition, still they survive, that means there's nothing we can do. Mm-hmm. They're just environment, temporary, depend perception. They always shift, change in the perception, then they disappear. Okay, that's it. Today we are just have wonderful experience to. I'm happy to come into Brooklyn, New York State, New York, you know, other side of New York, and introduce you guys to, you know, like have perfect mind, attain enlightenment, connect, perceive who you are, very different level. And then I think I recommend is you can have continue to live further, pursue your meditation. Practice. I was, you know, like working the book of this. My book is finished sometime. It's Total Meditation Introduction. It's very clear to beginning to all the way to end. I think sometime finish of the next year, sometime next year, I hope we publish that. Then you can see the real total information of the entire this meditation enlightened path. There, you know, I hope you know, like, you know, this is a beautiful place to meditate. You all live in this area? Most people, yeah? Brooklyn? Yes, you know, like, then it's, you know, people good at meditations are very good. Always sometimes, you know, people go to gym, yoga, similar, people do some good meditations. Here do meditation or some, that's wonderful. And then it's I practice meditation together also, you have the time, you know, like that, dedicated. And then also a little bit pursue very, you know, they say the more you have thoughts, positive thoughts, the more you have positive decisions. Meditation is, you know, like a good decision, but order to have that decision, you need many positive thoughts, support that. Ordinary thoughts, negative thoughts, never support, do something significant. And therefore, you have need to have that, and then it's, I think it's a wonderful experience today to be with you, and it's have, you know, like, nice experience. And then, you know, that's it. Then we are finished. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.